The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Never miss a show. Take us with you 24 hours a day. Go to SundayMorningNewsmakers.com. Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.
We are going to talk border next, the border between the U.S. and Mexico. If you watch Fox News and you see their drone footage, it shows migrants literally streaming across the border. At the same time, they juxtaposition the audio of Kamala Harris saying the border is secure, the border is secure, and Mayorkas and all that. Todd Bensman is joining us right now. His previous book was America's Covert Border War, the untold story of the nation's battle to prevent jihadist infiltration. He's got a new one coming out in February. We'll talk a little bit about that, but we're going to talk about what he is working on now. Todd, it's good to have you on the program again.
Great to be here. Thank you.
I don't get it. I mean, first off, you and I have been talking before. I think we had a guest about a year ago. And I always say, what's the deal? Is the Biden administration or Biden unaware of what's going on, or is aware and doesn't care, or wants more people in the country? Because it seems as if you have border laws and immigration laws, you could, you know, kind of tighten up the border and keep people from coming in. Or you could not do that. And it seems like they're not doing that. And my question always is this on purpose? And from your work and your studies, what have you determined? Because that's got to be like the number one thing you wonder to yourself. Is this happening for a reason? And what do you think?
Well, for one thing, it is beyond any doubt that the president and all of his people know exactly what they're doing and know for a fact that this is the greatest mass migration crisis ever to strike the country. We are way beyond anything in U.S. history here in terms of numbers and all the metrics, which are nonpartisan. Why they're doing it is another question, because it's hard to get inside their minds. But the people that Biden brought in January 2020 are people on the really far fringe of the Democratic left side of the Democratic Party, way in deep liberal progressive Bernie Sanders land. And those people believe, and they say it and write it and speak it, and they walk the talk, that, you know, our immigration laws and immigration enforcement are anachronistic and obsolete and are a violation of human rights. They believe that all peoples have an inalienable right to migrate anywhere they want without opposition or resistance. Nobody has a right to tell them that they can't come in to a country. And so they have immediately set about to gratify that ideology. It's kind of almost a religion with them.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I want to keep it quick answers because we only have 12 minutes.
Yes, they
word it a little differently. They'll say, you know, there's a crisis in some of these other countries. They can't find work. Venezuela, they're under oppressive rule. We have to be the relief valve. These are human beings. They kind of word it a little bit differently, but I hear what you're saying, and I had a debate with a relative of mine who said the same thing you're describing here, this human right. And my relative said, well, think of the U.S.-Mexico border. You just happen to be born on that side, and you're doomed to a life of poverty 3 miles on the other side, and you have the potential to be a millionaire. And it's like, yeah, you're right, but I still believe lines are lines, you know, and I still believe in having an orderly way of doing it. The other thing I wanted to bring up real quick and get you comment on is Schumer. Just about a week ago, right after the election, did you see that sound clip of him saying we need to have a pathway to citizenship? We need these workers. We're not reproducing in the numbers we need to in order to sustain this country. You didn't mention that argument. What about that one?
Well, that is more of a mainstream Democratic Party ideal, which is we want the labor. We want cheap labor for our industry and for Silicon Valley and, you know, for agribusiness. And I think that's where that comes from a little bit. And there is definitely that. And there's that in the Republican Party as well. So I think, you know, the problem with that is that when you grant amnesties to people who come in large numbers, that means that the next wave is going to be right behind there saying, me too, me too. And so it's problematic. You can't just be granting amnesties to people who did it wrong, because you're just going to entice the next generation of them, and it never ends.
Right. And you're just describing exactly what happens in anything that people see a loophole or a way to get it. The next group wants to do that, and I get it. And I hate to be pejorative, and here's the argument some people say is, yeah, who's going to pick the lettuce in the field? That's kind of maybe a pejorative, or who's going to change your bedpan that we have a generation of, you know, baby boomers that's aging, and there's not enough people in the caregiving business, and, you know, we're aging out and not reproducing. Is there any truth to that? And does America, can it take some immigration? Here we're told that we have 2.5 to maybe 5 million that have come in. Will they be assimilated? Will things be fine? Will business pick up? Is there some good to this or not really?
Well, I think you have to draw a distinction, and too many people gloss this over, between legal and illegal immigration. We have a guarded perimeter for a reason. We want to know who's coming in, and we want to have signed off on it first. So in terms of the labor market, if there is a need in the labor market, then you adjust your legal immigration policy to account for it. You don't take illegal immigrants over the border who are breaking the law and coming in despite congressional will, which is, by the way, bipartisan, years and years of immigration law. And every country in the world has borders and expects to control who comes in. Yeah. Why should the United States be the only country in the entire world that has no borders?
So, you know, you're right. You raise that. And then, of course, the other part that's not talked about much is how this immigration takes place. The cartels that are paid handsomely per person to get them across the border, the dangers of young women being, you know, girls being raped on the way up, the deaths, the migrant deaths who drowned or die in the heat. None of that's being talked about, and nobody gets the Biden administration to sit down, look you in the eye, and talk about any of that stuff. So it's a complicit media as well, isn't it?
There's a great deep, dark evil involved in all of this. Illegal immigration, mass illegal immigration, happens because you put policies out there that open the door and people will come. If you leave your door unlocked and gold in the seat, they're going to come get it, right, in your car. It's like anything else. If you don't have policies that deter people, they will come in mass. When you do have policies that are just simply irresistible, they're irresistible, then people are going to die on the way. And people are dying to take advantage of these brand new openings. If you create those openings, you are responsible for those deaths, in my opinion. People are going to die who should be alive, or people would be alive if they weren't coming right to take advantage of these policies. Right.
One thing I don't get is the Biden administration and the Democrats so heavily endorse a $15 an hour minimum, $20, $22 minimum, quote-unquote living wage, and yet this large teeming supply of cheap labor willing to work and undercut that on a cash market seems to undercut that. they don't seem to fit together. They preach this idea of, oh, you're going to come to America and you're going to have all this. And then they don't always allow just anyone to take a job or work here illegally. How do they manage that?
That's a great point, man. I have no idea. There's a lot of cognitive dissonance all across the board on what's being allowed down there and tolerated. I mean, we've had 5 million people try to hit that border in the last 20 months. And millions of them are actually inside the country. And you know, half of those, we don't even know who they are. They got away. That's just a recipe for all kinds of problems. And in the labor market, the people who, there are great studies, the people who are hurt the worst are minority underserved Americans, black communities, you know, poor, impoverished communities inside the United States that are in service industry type jobs, low skilled, low education kind of jobs. Well, those are the very jobs that the Democratic Party and the labor unions used to work overtime to protect against illegal immigrants. Cesar Chavez used to actually have vigilante groups down there on the border who would beat up Mexicans coming in to break its strikes. So that has not changed. So there's a lot of cognitive dissonance within the Democratic Party. They're hurting their own base in the worst possible way with this stuff. Yeah.
So politics. House is now going to be controlled by Republicans by an ever so slim majority. Democrats will lose that. The House is the purse strings to the funding. I am told that they have the ability, if they build enough coalition, to shut off funding for the 87,000 IRS workers and instead provide that for more Border Patrol agents. Will that make a difference? What do you project?
No, absolutely not. Because the administration's primary policy here is to allow all comers to the border to apply for asylum. Once they step foot in the country, they apply for it. They can just say, I want asylum. And at that point, the Border Patrol is required to process them into the country.
Yeah. And so, you mentioned it required. I was just reading about the deportation, how the government is actually saying the Trump-era policy of remain in Mexico must be ended, must, underlined, be ended, so that anyone coming in gets to freely go about this country and then just show up at a future date, make an appointment, and they don't do that. They don't comply. So there's another example of, if you have a policy that says you're supposed to do this and they know they're not going to do it, you're right. They know what's going on. This is by design.
That is all part of that liberal progressive theology about immigration that I mentioned earlier, that all human beings have an inalienable right to travel across borders when they want.
His book was overrun, How Joe Biden Unleashed the Greatest Border Crisis in U.S. History, available for pre-order on Amazon. We'll have you back. Thank you so much, Todd.
Thank you.
Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.
Up next, the Barack Lurie Show, hosted by attorney Barack Lurie. The very popular Barack Lurie Show is filled with stimulating conversation and a fresh point of view on politics, religion, and the law. Next on AM 870, The Answer.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.